Good morning and welcome to Today is Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings this time right here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Rise Ministries founder and president Rob Rosenboom, and I will visit with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors, quality smokes, and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk of the Town on this Christmas Eve morning. And in studio with me, Rob Rosenboom and his bodyguard. Good morning and Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Corey says he's not going to say anything today, which he didn't last time either, now that I think of it, but didn't stop us from burning on him a little bit.
Yet. Yes.
Well, it is Christmas season, and you have released a Christmas video.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So it's called The Light. We put it out. The first airing was December 14. It is our Christmas program is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And we got to film it with Ben Fuller in Franklin, Tennessee, back at the end of September, early October.
Okay.
And then we air it KTIV, KSFY, KDLT. It's on WHO in Des Moines. It's now on in Fargo this year, I believe, as well. And then we also air it online. Mm-hmm. Which is wonderful.
The entire alphabet of TV stations.
Yes, okay. we got them. We've got them going. And filming it with Ben, when I sat down with the team this year, I said, I want to take just a little different perspective on the Christmas program or the side of Christmas. And the first thing that came to mind was, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The song that is notorious with Christmas and we sing all the time. And I thought to myself, but is it really?
Not for everybody.
Not for everybody. And, you know, whether that is because there's stress, there's anxiety, or there's an empty chair, or it's just, you know, you're buying things for individuals that don't need anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So is it the most wonderful time of the year? It seems like stress levels go up. Sometimes fighting within the family goes up. And I thought, well, what if we took it a little different perspective? And so we decided, let's go from a different perspective, look at it a little differently, and we called it The Light because as we traveled this last summer, we just ran into a lot of broken people, and light can become very dim very quickly, and the darkness can really overshadow the light. And so we went with John, where John talks about, you know, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. It's a great verse. It's wonderful, but that darkness sure likes to grow dim quickly.
It likes to creep in, yeah.
It loves to creep in. And so we started talking about, okay, what would that look like? Because light entered the world when Jesus was born. That's where the light comes from. That's mm-hmm. where hope comes from, etc. So we took a perspective with that, and we couldn't think of a better artist to do this with than Ben Fuller. And this summer, I was up at the lake, and I happened to be scrolling through Instagram, and he had the beginning of a song on called Turn. And I just, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I texted him shortly thereafter. I said, man, I don't know how your day's going. I don't know what you're going through. Because a lot of times when we get together, we talk about the stresses of life. And I know he had been walking through a lot. I said, your ministry is just powerful. You got to keep putting this stuff out there. This is a few hours later. He texted me the whole song before it came out. And I was just like, this is unbelievable. And I thought, we're going to do a Christmas program. We're going to look at it just a little bit different. We're going to call it The Light. We're going to film it down in Franklin. There's probably not going to be a ton of Christmas songs on it, but Turn is going to be on there. And I got the opportunity to talk to him about the song Turn. Mm-hmm. And Ben is a recovering addict. He'll tell you that if you ever hear his testimony. And the song started off with, I wanted to turn to the bottle. I even drove past the bar. And I thought, what are you walking through, but how did you find that strength to keep going without actually going to the vice that is in your life? And so we get to talk about that a little bit. We also get to talk on the program. He wrote a song, If I've Got Jesus, I've Got It All. And I got to talk with him about it. I'm like, dude, how do you get there? I get it, right? If you've got Jesus, mm-hmm. you got it all, but... And he'll tell you in the program that he actually wrote the song 2 years before when he was in a great place, and then he had to lean on it.
Well, you and I have talked before. A lot of the most uplifting music comes, or is written rather, when the songwriter is in a dark place.
Mm-hmm. But this time he wasn't. He was in a great place. He wrote this song, If I've Got Jesus, I've Got It All. It was about 2 years later. He was in one of the most difficult seasons of his life. And he had to hold on to every word that he wrote. And he talks about that in the film.
Well, and I believe that that song was given to him because the Creator knew that in a couple of years he would need it.
Yeah. And he talks about that as well. So, I mean, we get to talk about, obviously, Christmas is a beautiful time of the year. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But we also know it's extremely hard, and we kind of wanted to focus on the hard part, but remind people that the light really does shine in the darkness. And when your faith and trust is in Jesus, that darkness can never extinguish it. It can beat you at times, and mm-hmm. it can feel heavy, and it can feel hard, and it can feel like there's a gray cloud over you. But at the end of the day, it is that light that our hope comes from.
And to be honest, we all have those days.
Oh, heavens yes.
You know, and I don't care who you are, you have those days.
So. Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and talk with Rob a little more after this.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC is there to help you succeed. NCC has a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. That means you're more than just a number at NCC. Instructors will take the time to get to know you as a person. They'll know your name and not just your student ID number, and they'll take the time to listen and to help. You'll also be taught by your program's actual instructors, not just a teacher's assistant. NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. We're here with Rise Ministries founder and president Rob Rosenboom talking about the Rise Ministries Christmas program, and folks can still catch that. How do they do that?
If you want to tune in to KSFY today at 2 p.m., you can watch it there. You can go to our website. You can watch it on RiseMinistriesTV.com.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still on our Facebook page, but it will be on YouTube.
Okay.
And then you can locally, KSFY, and then again on KTIV, Christmas Day at 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the title again is?
It's just called The Light.
The Light.
Yes.
That's a great title.
Yeah. I give Ellie all props for that. She came up with the title and helped put this thing together. It was really, really cool. We were in Nashville for some meetings, our annual Christian Festival Association conference, mm-hmm. and we filmed downtown Nashville a little bit in dark places where the light illuminates a little bit so that it can fit with the film, and the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can never overcome it.
Doesn't surprise me that Ellie came up with the title. She's a very creative young lady.
Extremely creative. She even came up with the animation. If you see the logo of it, there's a flame in the title called The Light that's moving. She animated that as well. So.
Yeah, she's an amazing, amazing young lady.
Very much so.
Yeah. Now, on to a different subject. I ran across this book on Amazon by a guy that you may have heard of. His name is Rob Rosenboom, and it's called Broken, Still Chosen. And that is, that was, I don't want to say a hurriedly put together project, but it was a hurriedly put together project.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is it's been going on for 18 years. The first time I ever got asked to write a book, oh, I think Jagger maybe was 2 years old and you know, he's 22 now. And I remember when I sat down.
How can he be 22 when your wife's only 26?
I know. It's yeah. crazy. Miracles happen.
Well, we believe in miracles.
And yeah, that's right. Oh, but I remember sitting down with the publisher saying, hey, have you ever considered writing a book? And Rise Ministries as a whole was pretty young at the time. And I thought, I don't know where this is going. I actually sat down and said to him, you know what? The book comes out the day I die, is what I thought. I always thought. I'm glad I'm not prophetic.
Well, yeah, me too.
Because thank goodness the book is out now, and I'm still here for now.
It'd be a little tougher to get it autographed.
It would. It'd be a little different. But then 18 years goes by. In the meantime, we film a documentary film, but at the time didn't have the team to really push that out. And then would go to speaking engagements, and people would ask, do you have a book? No. And all of a sudden, it got a little bit more real a couple years ago and thought, okay, let's start writing some chapters. So I did, but I knew without the help of another author, I couldn't get it to where I would like it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so had a friend that was connected to an acquisitions editor. Long story short, I end up at the same publishing company that I was at 18 years ago. It's called Baker. They've got Bethany House, Chosen Books, etc. And sent him the script that I had been working on, and it wasn't right, but he was willing to take a call with me. So we took a call. We ended up doing a couple Zoom calls, actually. And he just said, what do you want the book to be about? Ellie had come up with Broken, Still Chosen with our Good Friday program, I think the year before. And he goes, I like that title. Now tell me more about it. And then we just started going down the list. He goes, we're going to have a 2-hour Zoom call. I want to hear your heart. Well, he just asked me questions. I talked. He goes, Rob, there's your book. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what are you talking about? And then he goes, well, let's go again tomorrow and let's go deeper. Deeper. This is all the deeper I go.
I can't go deeper.
Yeah. So an hour and a half later, we took the chapters and then made subchapters, and it was quite the process. Corey's actually, he gets credit for one of the subtitles in there. Before I did that first Zoom call, he goes, I want you to think about doing 10 breakout sessions at a conference. And what would they be if the conference was called Broken, Still Chosen? And so Corey and I were talking one morning. I said, hey, if you had a chapter, subchapter, what would you call it? And do you remember? What was it again, Corey?
Well, he just, I have never seen him this quiet in front of a microphone.
I've never seen him this quiet, period, unless he's sleeping. But then he still talks. But no, but it was everyone's brokenness is different,
mm-hmm.
but grief and pain is the same. Meaning grief and pain still hurt, but everyone's brokenness is a little bit different. So that's actually... in the book, we talk about that and put all of this together. Then I meet Kathy. Kathy's a writer as well. She helps me write it. We get done with Rise Fest, and they say you have 6 weeks to turn this in if you want it to come out June 4 of 2024. So Kathy and I then, after Rise Fest till the end of July, it was actually August 8, 7 or 8 they gave us till, we had to average a chapter every 3 days.
Oh, my.
So every 3 days, she would write, I would write. we would connect, we would go over it. Maybe I liked, maybe I didn't, maybe, yeah, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And every 3 days, a chapter had to get done. And then that means not only was that chapter done, then it went to our acquisitions editor. He went through it, and then it came back, and we made revisions or corrections, et cetera. And it was an intense, intense project that summer.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I found a place at our office where I would go every day for about 3 hours or so. There's no windows, not a lot of sound. And what the beautiful thing was, how they helped me so much write the book is, if I sat down today in front of a computer and said, hey, write the book, I'm going to stare at a blank screen forever. Yeah. They would ask me questions, and then I would write about that. And then they would go, well, tell me more. What happened? Or what were you feeling at that moment? Or what came next? And that just really helped the process a lot.
Yeah, God gives everyone gifts,
correct,
but he doesn't give us all the same gifts.
No.
And you have multitude of gifts, but writing a book, I hate to say is not really one of them, but, you know, sitting down in front of a computer screen and writing a book is not one of the gifts that he gave you.
No.
However, he gave you people who can help you with that.
Absolutely. And I told Kathy when it all got done, because I've been sharing this fall when we did Rise with Robin Friends, I would go out and said, I don't know if you knew this, but I wrote a book. And they look at me, yeah, like, big deal. I'm like, no, it's a big deal. If you were my ninth grade English teacher, you'd know there's still miracles, because I was never told I was a great writer or anything like that. And I was always told I'm a terrible writer. So that's part of the reason I didn't want to write a book. But eventually, God put the pieces together. It was miraculous how it came together in those 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and today it's out, it's here. I've even got to record it. I got to do the audio this summer of it. I didn't think I could handle that, and got open that door, and 3 days later, the audio book is recorded, and one more 20-minute to half-hour get-together, the revisions are done, and you can pick it up on Audible.
Very cool. Now, if folks want the book, they can find it, obviously, on Amazon. But
correct.
That's the loan?
No, you can do Amazon, Barnes & Noble, okay. Walmart. You can stop by the office, however you would like.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty. What's coming up in the near future for Rise Ministries?
Well, we just had a beginning of a big meeting yesterday. I know we have a big meeting coming up January 15. We're going to hit the ground running with some speaking engagements. We're already talking about our Good Friday program that we need to start putting that together. And so where are we going to film it? What's the theme, et cetera? I started a conversation yesterday with a team member about that. Yesterday, we know Rise Fest is literally, I know it's 6 months away, but for us, it's kind of around the corner.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of that. And then
having been involved in that in the past, that's a short 6 months.
It's a short six months. And so we just finalized some things Friday, because if you care or don't care, Nashville shuts down for 2 weeks.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. So on Friday, the 20th, they will be shut down till the 6th of January.
Okay. So they are shut down now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't have your deals done, you're not getting them done until after the first of the year.
Okay.
So we were pushing hard there. We'll come out with that information after the first of the year. And then our vision, we're putting a pretty large vision out over the next few years that we'll be working on. And so talking about brokenness and being on the road a lot this summer and meeting people that just feel broken, we went after 25,001 last year at Rise Fest to take back physical ground. We didn't quite hit it. We're going to go after it again this year, 25 and 25. But as we got closer to that festival, I felt God saying to me, Rob, it's not just about the physical ground. It's about what have we sacrificed in our own hearts that we need to take back.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden it became much larger than just a physical location. And the song by Torrin Wells, Taking Back Ground, I'm calling the angels down, storming the gates of hell, telling the devil he don't own my soul, I'm taking back what the enemy stole, became a rallying cry in my heart. And so we are looking at, over the next 5 years, impacting, finding a way, asking God to open doors to impact 2.5 million people to take back ground in their heart.
Very cool.
So that's on the horizon.
And you'll be back to talk more about that as time draws near.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. Rob Rosenblum, founder and president of Arise Ministries, and his mute sidekick.
Quiet sidekick this morning.
Nobody would believe that. I should have filmed this because nobody would believe it otherwise.
Yeah, he's got that smirk on his face. I'm going to be stubborn enough not to say anything.
Corey, stubborn? Sure, you just.
Julie, if you're listening, you know what we're talking about.
Rob, thanks again.
Thank you.
And have a blessed Christmas.
You too.
And
thank you.
And you too, Corey.
You too, Tom. Hey!
Corey! I knew I'd get something out of him. I'll be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town this morning. It is a daily feature at 8:30 each Monday through Friday morning here on Kiowa FM. And Talk of the Town is brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, and by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM Radio.